Night has fallen, the moon is full, and you're invited to listen to Canada by Night, a podcast where professional improvisers play Vampire the Masquerade. Vampire detective Everett Fry accidentally becomes the sheriff of New Haven, an experimental town where they're testing if vampires and humans can coexist. Stuck leading a ragtag group of vampire officers, can Everett keep the town running? Or will 14,000 people and vampires be liquidated by the Vampire Council of Canada? Trending on global fiction charts and produced by Dum Dums and Dice, Canada's number one TTRPG podcast company, listen to Canada by Night now to find out why it's been downloaded more than 1 million times. With a table made up of Vampire the Masquerade veterans and people brand new to the game, this is the perfect podcast if you've been playing Vampire your entire life or if you've never heard of Vampire the Masquerade before. Follow and listen to Canada by Night wherever fine podcasts can be found. It's Interview with the Vampire, if it had all the characters from Parks and Rec in it.
Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin Alhassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
We're trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain. Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why'd you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinephobe.
Wherever you get podcasts.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. Now, with us deep in your Earth's Hallows Eve season, let me chuck this kernel of wisdom at you. Filling your porch with dozens of jack-o'-lanterns, all carved with a, "Are you truly living up to your potential?" expression may not be greeted with the wave of appreciation your art deserves. I guess it's back to gap-toothed grins. I suppose we get the jack-o'-lantern we deserve. Now, sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 10.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal through the dimensional rift, and I used that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, The Ruffled Feather, in McShingleshane Forest, on the outskirts of Hog's Face, in the magical land of Foon. And I'm so excited. It's that time of year again. Chunt for Red October, hosted by my cousin, my good bud, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Blood bong.
Blood bong.
You want to do a hit?
Isn't this a charity of blood for like vampires and stuff? I'm not a blood drinker myself.
Artie, I got to tell you, we are doing gangbusters. We have so much blood. I don't know what to do. I don't know. The word is out. Okay, Artie? We are swimming in blood.
Chunt, did you just vaporize blood and inhale it in a bag?
You better believe it, bitch. You sure you don't want to hit?
I guess I'll try. Like, what does it do? Or is it just like getting blood into my system?
Getting some blood. Ooh. Oh, I feel so good. Artie, did you see who all's here? We got life-size mosquitoes. We got regular mosquitoes. We got vampires. We got, campfires. Those are vampires on fire. Wow, what else?
I didn't mean to be rude to your guests that you're trying to raise blood charity for, but I had the campfires go outside because there was real danger they were going to set the whole place on fire.
Yeah, especially with some of the ambulatory scarecrows. We got some pumpkin people. Artie, this is a bash. This is kind of amazing.
Yeah, it's so much work for you to put this together every year.
And can I be honest?
Yeah?
I didn't promote this year.
You didn't?
No, I don't know what's going on, I'm telling you.
Like, people just are so used to it happening that they're making it happen themselves?
I don't know. I mean, some of these look like new faces. I haven't seen them before, but everyone is giving blood, Arnie. Everyone is giving so much blood. A scary amount.
A few people look like they're dead over there. Like, are people just bloodletting themselves out?
Bloodletting themselves? Arnie, I forgot to tell you. Here's the best part. We have a lot of undead here. And what the undead give, it's not really blood. It's more like bluish, grayish kind of plasma. So I thought to do something new, since this is going so well, I thought to roll this into a new thing, Chunt for Blue October.
Oh.
So that Usador can, you know how he's always making spells and stuff?
Does he do that?
I feel like he's like, do you have like 5 eggs? Or like, he'll be like, do you have cinnamon? Like, he's always borrowing ingredients.
I guess that might be spells.
Yeah. He always needs something. So I figured, why not, you know, collect, since everyone's showing up anyway, collect what I can.
Sure. I mean, he's had a tough year. Doing something to support our good bud Usador sounds great.
Yeah, and I guess he's staring right at us, listening to all of this, giving a big thumbs up. Should we bring him in?
I guess so. I'm also joined by my other host, one of the reasons for the season. It's Chunt for Blue October, Usador the Blue.
I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Trachis. The elves know me as Fiangalic. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hoogstanges, and I am known throughout the northeast as Gaswanius Maystar. And it may trouble you to know that when say 6 teaspoons of clove, that I am casting a spell.
Oh, so you don't need 6 teaspoons of clove.
6 teaspoons of clove.
It really sounds like he's saying 60 spoons of clove.
No,
but
no. If I needed 6 teaspoons of clove, I would say 6 teaspoons of clove.
Arnie, do you ever notice how sometimes Usador does spells where it sounds like he's playing his own voice backwards?
Yeah.
One time I thought I heard him say, Arnie is dead.
What? Am I dead? I mean, I have been dead, but I'm alive now.
When did you die?
Hey, have we all been dead?
I think we've all more or less been dead.
That's cool. That's fun.
Yeah, Arnie, it's something we share.
What if you're still in the Burger King parking lot in Chicago and this is just the last 10 years have just been the last 3 seconds of your brain dying?
Oh my gosh. My brain dying is really stretching it out.
Well, it feels like 10 years, but of course.
That reminds me, Code Blue. Chunt, you've done this wonderful boon for me. I couldn't help but notice because I was sitting right at the table staring right at you while you talked about it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But you've been collecting blue plasma for me?
Yeah, buddy. I just thought, you know, I don't know what you could use it for, but we have so many undead here. Look, giant bats and...
There are so many manners of dark and evil spells that can be done with blue plasma. But also some really nice ones.
Well, let's try and figure out kind of why everyone's here. Excuse me. Hey, buddy. Excuse me.
Hey, yeah, friend. How's it?
It good.
I'm not doing nothing over here. I'm just checking, because some of these people seem to have given too much blood and they seem to be dead.
Well, some of the things here are undead. I shouldn't say people. Some of the things here are undead, but some are seemingly came in living and are now dead.
Yeah, some have gone regular dead, and I'm not doing nothing over here, so.
You keep mentioning that. What you're not doing.
Enjoy your net, fellas.
Hang on.
You're closing the cap on a flask next to the punch here. Was that, were you putting some punch in your flask?
Yes, I was. I thought, is that not okay? I thought this was for everyone.
I should have said, what are you doing versus giving him an option.
There's people putting the punch in cups, I don't understand what the difference is, because I'm not taking more than anyone else has taken.
Yeah, that's fair.
Is that okay? Enjoy your night, fellas.
Enjoy your night.
Okay. Yeah. Dragging this body up.
Pardon me. I couldn't help but notice.
This one yours? Oh, I'm sorry, fellas. This one yours?
No. It says that you said you weren't doing anything, and then you seem to conspicuously be dragging a body out of here.
Yeah. And also saying that you're, also grunting what you're doing while you're doing it.
Yeah.
It's an audio medium. Give him a break.
Fair. You have exerted myself that. A little bit. I'm not... Hey, can I be honest with you, fellas?
Please.
Sure.
Oh, boy, I'm in a mess. I'm in a big mess of a pickle of a mess over here. My name is Goulhan Luke, and I am in a little bit of a mess, and I'm hoping you kind strangers will take it upon yourselves to help a troubled soul out of what I can only describe as one big pickle.
Sure.
Well, you've come at the right time. Chunt, take it away.
I should say, since you were kind enough to introduce yourself, I'm Chunt. This is Usador, and this is Arnie.
Chunt, Usador, world. Arnie.
And I'm really? So sorry to ask you to repeat. Did you say your name was Goulhan Luke?
My name's Goulhan Luke. Obviously, I'd shake, as I'm introducing myself. But I gotta keep this little fella in my pocket.
Whoa!
Sorry.
What?
No.
What the...
I think I understand what this gentleman is responding to, and that's on me. When you only have the ability to use one hand, sometimes zipping up your fly after you go to the bathroom becomes somewhat of a oversight. But I got it now. Kind of pinch at the knee and pull up.
Yeah. So you have to keep that other hand in your pocket all the time.
Yeah.
I presume from your name, because. You have psoriasis or something?
Friend, that's you do me a kindness with psoriasis, but no, I am called Goulhan Luke for a reason, and it's because my hand, what was once, were taken from me and replaced with a full-sized, not full-sized, but shrunk it down to the size of a hand, but full-size ghoul shrunken down to the size of a hand.
Sure. Full size for a hand.
Full size for a hand size, ghoul size, regular proportions of a ghoul size of a hand. That's the way I could have said it a little bit earlier.
Proportions of a ghoul size of a hand.
Yeah,
I think what we have here is a failure to communicate.
Yeah, that could be true, and that does seem to be true, and I do apologize for that, and you gentlemen do enjoy your... rest of your evening.
Hold on.
This fella yours? You know this fella. This fella you care about? Someone you care about? Someone you knew?
Now, Goulhan Luke, I can't help but notice you're...
Let me look.
...holding in one of your hands, sort of while grabbing that person's shirt. It says corpse check. It's sort of a ticket, and seems like the dead body has the other half of the corpse check in their breast pocket, but it seems like you just scrawled this seconds ago. I sort of saw you do it, and...
you did see that. Okay, well, you can leave with that. Yeah, you caught me there, didn't you? So I am caught, yeah.
Next year, I'll definitely have a corpse check, but it just seems like you're trying to steal this body?
I am trying to take this body. And just so you fellas know, it is not for me. There's nothing that I want with this body. It's for the little guy in the pocket. He is a ghoul, and he does eat the corpses of the deceased. And he does need to feed, and this is... this is a way that I have found to kind of fix, killing two birds with one stone without killing a metaphorical... The bird is a metaphor, you see, and this fella's already dead, and I didn't have to kill him. And so this seems like a win-win for all parties involved. You fellas have a good night now. I'll get out of here.
Hold on. Chunt, now, it is a blood drive and a plasma drive and there is this body here that is devoid of those things that could help Goulhan Luke here. So is it also a body drive? Are we getting into that field? Is that what I'm asking?
I didn't really want to get into that field just because it attracts, no offense to your hand, it attracts sort of the wrong crowd, but...
No,
it attracts ghouls, is what you're saying.
Sure, yeah, no, I know. Hey, you're talking to a man. I'm not a ghoul, and I appreciate that because ghouls are scary things, little phantasms that suck the deceased, I wanted to say life force, but they ain't got life force. I don't really To be honest with you, fellas, I don't really understand what the ghoul does, but I know it makes a horrible sound, and I kind of don't like to do it in polite
company.
You
know it's sucking, basically.
It's a sucking sound. I've heard a sucking sound before, and what it's doing is definitely, it's getting something out of it.
So you turn your head when your hand, let me make a deal. You can take that body, I don't recognize this thing or person, you can take that body if you let us interview your hand for our podcast.
Oh, boy.
And a podcast is sort of, Arnie, what would you say? It's sort of a,
it's like a conversation, but you've...
Y'all want to have a conversation with the ghoul.
Yeah.
Is that possible?
Yeah. I can't in good conscience tell you that is a smart idea to do. I mean, this is a ghoul. This is a phantasm demon from hell or the abyss or wherever it is from, and it is only put on this earth to suck the... whatever it sucks out of the corpses of the dead.
Sure, sure.
Now, I tell you what, the ghoul's also not too particular about that part about the dead. I mean, it can make fresh dead. It can, you know, it's like, it is a murderer. It is a, and I've gotten in a lick of trouble from the ghoul as well. I've been incarcerated.
The ghoul licked you?
Sucks and licks?
Yeah. It sucks and licks, which, you know, if you think about it, the licking don't come too far from the sucking, right? I mean, those are complimentary actions.
Now, did your name used to be Luke?
Yeah, is that a family name?
My name was Luke. I've been taken to be called Ghoul Hand Luke on account of people see the ghoul on my hand, and suddenly they associate that part a little more strongly than just Luke. Now, I'd love to be called Luke, but I feel a little bit disingenuous introducing myself nowadays as just Luke when it's going to be obvious and apparent.
A lot of baggage you're carrying around with you, so be straightforward about that.
Mm-hmm. This is sort of a Spider-Feet Larry situation. Remember Spider-Feet Larry?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Arnie, do you remember?
Is that the guy that by court order had to stay a few feet away from all spiders?
That's the one.
That's him.
And everyone took notice and they let him have it. Luke, did you get caught stealing or how'd you lose the hand?
Once when you were 5?
There are no bad guesses, Arnie. You want to throw one out? Honestly, I'm not embarrassed by it whatsoever. I got into it. Please.
Is the ghoul your hand or is the ghoul on your hand? Like, is your hand up the ghoul?
I had no hand. I had a hand replacement, and the replacement hand that I got was a ghoul the scale and size of what once was my hand.
Mm.
Yeah, I think that was pretty clear that the hand is gone.
Okay.
Yeah, a hand's gone.
This isn't like a puppeteering situation. Mm.
But can you feel the ghoul? Can you feel the ghoul like you would feel your hand?
I can, to a certain extent, feel the ghoul like I could feel my hand. Now, there is subtle differences. My hand was a hand, and this is a nether spirit from the Hell Realms, masquerading as flesh and blood. But there's a vague sensation that is similar. I got into a mess of trouble back in my wilder days, and I was, like I said, incarcerated for a brief period of time, but it did take too kindly to being incarcerated, so I would escape, as was my want and my passion, from time to time. I was escaping so much that they got so sick of me escaping that they finally cut my hand off and put a little ghoul on there.
That's terrible.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We did some time this year.
You don't say.
Yeah, no, we were incarcerated for a month. How long was it, Arnie?
It was probably like 4 or 5 episodes.
Wow.
Was it the Topless Tower, I want
to
say?
That's right. Do you ever go to the Topless Tower? You ever do any time there?
Oh, man, I wish I could say that I had. It's mostly chain gangs, mostly what I was working on. Putting the ghoul on my hand, kind of disastrous to that effect. Made very hard to do chain gang activities with one hand, so...
Yeah. Right.
Oh, so the ghoul doesn't help. So, like, if you're...
A helpful ghoul. I don't know if I put that out there that everyone was thinking of the same thing, that this is a helpful ghoul. This is a hindrance to me.
Now, I knew it wasn't helpful, but if you really had your back to the wall, like someone throws a medicine ball at you.
What?
And you have to catch it. You know, does the ghoul, like, does it still doesn't help? You can't even catch with two hands.
Throws a medicine ball?
Something please. Big. What else big could you throw at somebody?
No, like please don't throw anything at me.
No,
instinct
I'm not going
will take
to.
Over, and I will take my hand out of my pocket, and this ghoul will raise all measure of hell in here. And no, he does not help me, even if there is a medicine. I think that the ghoul, frankly, and I have an antagonistic relationship.
Oh, odd couple.
Yeah, and if I'm being quite honest, I think if push came to shove and the dice were up against the wall, the ghoul would kill me and try to eat, suck, lick out my essence, whatever it is inside
yeah,
of me.
Whatever it's sucking.
What mm-hmm. what happens to the ghoul if you die? Is it does it die? Does it or wither or whatever happens to a ghoul?
May I be honest with you? I don't think the ghoul cares. I don't think he's thought that far ahead. I think he is a mindless, fearless hell right. beast intent on only one thing, and that is devouring whatever it is inside
so
of.
So you and the ghoul don't talk much, is what you're saying?
No, we do. It just don't.
Oh.
Yeah, it just don't. It ain't productive. It's not productive conversation. So you've ever had a conversation where you feel like you're just saying words
yes.
To each other instead of you know really hearing each other and what
all
yeah.
the time.
Yeah. Sure, you
six
understand.
Tablespoons of clove.
Does the ghoul pay rent?
Oh, as in to rent out my body?
Yeah.
No, he is for all intents and purposes, I would say, kind of freeloaded inside of my body.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm not sure he's been here so long that there might be some sort of common law rule that says he gets to stay for free. I'm not sure if the ghoul and I are common law married at this point.
Oh, he might have sucker's rights.
He definitely has. If indeed sucker's rights were to be for a thing, he may indeed have them.
Luke, excuse us for just one moment.
Yeah, I'm going to get out of your hair. I'll take it up and down.
You sir, step on the body. Step on the body. Step on the body.
There you go.
You got
his
one,
legs, but
this one I cannot use because whatever that stuff that came out of the body was is, I just know, kind of some of the similar stuff that the ghoul is interested.
Oh, that's the good stuff that they needed.
I don't know about good, yeah, but they wanted it. he's doing a number on my thigh right now. Definitely wanted that.
Sorry.
Step
so
away.
Sorry.
I might just help myself to some libations and some refreshments.
Oh, yeah, there's hard-boiled legs over there if you... hey, Arnie, use it over.
Yeah, yeah.
Should we take a break and come back and try and talk to the ghoul?
Yeah.
I feel
this needed to be a private conversation, asset?
Yeah, it just feels like their dynamic would be really kind of fun. Sounds like this love-hate relationship.
John, I haven't thought about this before. Is it rude of us to always cut to commercial in front of the guests instead of excusing ourselves for a private conversation about going to commercial?
I mean, we could just keep talking to the person and edit in the commercials later. Have we tried that?
I mean, sometimes when we forget.
How many hard-boiled eggs do you think that guy could eat?
50?
Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin El-Hassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
Ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain. Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why'd you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinephobe.
Wherever you get podcasts.
Now, Luke, I've been listening to what you have to say about the ghoul, and I agree. But I think there's a truth hidden between these meanings. I'm reading between the lines, which has led me to believe that maybe this ghoul, who's so self-destructive, willing to kill its own host body, and thereby potentially dissipate or die or whatever the hell ghouls do, I think perhaps this ghoul doesn't like itself very much. And I think if we had an opportunity to speak to this ghoul and tell it that it has value, and that it should love itself,
well,
it might make the ghoul's life easier and thereby your life easier.
You know, I can honestly say I never even considered that to be a possibility. But you, ow, he's biting my leg. I'm letting him out. Ow, 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 ow.
Whoa, holy shit. That thing is terrifying.
What the fuck?
I thought you were lying this whole time and you just had, like, kept your hand in your pocket and you tried to make yourself interesting by saying you had a ghoul hand.
You thought Luke was lying?
Sure, I mean, sometimes nothing is a real ghoul hand.
Luke may be a lot of things, but he is no liar.
Ghoul, do you have a name, or do we just call you Ghoul?
Ghoul will suffice.
And sorry, is Ghoul your name?
I mean, what are you doing? I don't know. I mean, I don't know his name. He is a ghoul, you know?
I am a ghoul.
Yeah, no, I just...
Were you gentlemen ever dead? I'm getting a distinct dead smell from all of you.
Oh, yeah, shit. I was dead 8 or 9 years ago, yeah.
And we still smell dead? Like, it's been years for all of us, I think.
I think what it is it's more like a me thing. Like, I am very attuned. Hey, crazy question. Well, none of you would mind if I sucked the essence of what it is that makes you you out of you to eat, would it?
Let's give it a shot.
Okay.
I'm gonna pass. I think I need the essence of what makes me me.
No, you don't want that, Ani?
No.
Chunt, what about you?
Can I ask where, what the entry point is, I guess? Or I don't know how to phrase this already.
I know where this is going.
That's dealer's choice. I don't mind. I don't need to get inside, but I can get inside however you... I can make a hole, I can use a hole.
Well, if you get inside, it's no longer sucking, right? You're just kind of eating.
Huh.
Right?
I guess so.
Is it like teeth that suck, or you have? Is it? Or are you like a lepidaptera?
I can show you. I can show you. I can show you specifically.
Don't show him. No. He's fine. Look, I just, before you...
I don't know. I mean, you don't need to be sucking any of these fine folks. They're the ones hosting this here blood drive, and they have all manner of bevy of corpses in here that you could suck on their behalf.
Thank you, Luke. Ghoul, I just wanted to say to you, it sounds like you and Luke have a bit of a contentious relationship.
Oh, yeah, I hate this fucking guy.
Okay, but he's literally hosting you, keeping you alive. So what is your problem with him?
He sucks.
Okay.
Well, you suck.
Be any more specific than that.
I mean, he's kind of a loser, you know? He's always in and out of jail. He can't hold a job. He's never had a girlfriend, even though that's all he talks about wanting.
Luke.
Oh, Luke, why is that?
Are you okay, Luke?
Why have you never met, tried to form a meaningful relationship?
Well, I've been in and out of prison for most of my life, and then when I got outside of prison, I had a ghoul for a hand, and that's kind of a deal breaker for a lot of women.
Tough.
And the type of women that do... It's not a deal breaker for her. Not really necessarily the type of women I'm necessarily type of, interested in, I guess, is the short and long of it.
Yeah. I mean, everyone has baggage, but I guess there are some people that are like, I'm ready to have you in my life, but I'm not ready to have a ghoul for a hand in my life.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the God's honest truth, and I do believe that to be true.
So, Ghoul, you see, you're contributing to this issue where Luke is not able to form meaningful relationships. Can you change your behavior?
First of all, from my perspective, you know, I am not living on him.
Okay.
He's living on me.
Well, how does that work?
I mean, I've heard his side of the story. He got a ghoul sewn to his hand when his hand got cut off. But from my perspective, I got some schmuck asshole sewn to my entire ghoul body.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, of course you didn't think about that.
Why were you in a position that you allowed that to happen? Or were you being punished in a way too?
Yeah, I was in prison with this asshole.
So
we were on the chain gang together.
So you were both separate entities on the chain gang.
Yes.
You both got in trouble. They're like, fuck you both. We're going to sew you together.
Yes.
And now you're stuck.
I kept escaping to go to graveyards to suck corpses.
Sure.
You know, he... What's that?
Sure.
Okay, great.
Seems like you have an MO and it's to suck.
Look, to be fair, we were agreeing with you too hard.
You know, and so he kept escaping to do God knows what he would do, write his poetry or whatever. And so they put both of us together as a kind of incentive so that neither one of us would escape.
Mm. Oh, what's the, you know, I've never, I guess, seen one or heard one. What's the sound of the men sort of working on the chain gang?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's like a, you know, it's like a, you know, it's like a,
yeah, I mean, it's the sound of a man working on a chain gang. I don't know, it's kind of like a, or like a,
So you have some things in common. You have a history that you've built, and now you have to build a life together. So what other things might you have in common? Ghoul, is there anything that you do like about Luke?
I don't know. I mean, Luke and I haven't really talked like that. I mean, like...
Oh, then this is great. Usador, have them each say something nice about each other.
Yeah, Luke, why don't you say something nice about the ghoul that's been,
I don't know,
against your consent, sewn to your helm?
Something nice about the ghoul, I don't know. I like that you're like a phantasm, you know, of sorts. You don't have like a corporeal body, and unless you want to have a corporeal body, that seems cool, right? You know, you can go through walls and stuff like that. That seems cool.
That could be useful too. Ghoul, can you say something nice about Luke?
He's got a nice dick.
Okay, that's great.
Nice looking dick on him.
Yeah.
You know, not too big, not too small. Just nice looking dick.
Oh man, I appreciate that. You know, it means a lot to me.
He'd say follow up questions, but I don't know that I want to ask them.
But other than that, no, he seems like a complete loser. I mean, he doesn't like eating corpses.
Oh man, come on! I don't want to eat corpses. That's all you ever talk about is sucking the stuff out of the corpses.
Look, I don't want to focus too much on the physical, but there is another thing you have in common. Look, Luke, instead of a hand, you have a ghoul, and ghoul, one of your hands is replaced by a tiny mule.
Oh, you saw that, did you?
You're a mule hand ghoul. Hand
I'm
Luke.
I'm a Luke hot body mule hand ghoul. I'm a Luke body mule hand ghoul, yes.
Careful, this is getting into Hornelius territory. Hornelius is a, I want to say a...
Yeah, how would you explain Hornelius?
Big Hornelius fan. Big Hornelius fan. I'm familiar with who he is.
Me too. Here's the thing. Me too. But I can't get it right. Oh, the mule is too, it sounds like.
Oh, mule. Can we talk to the mule?
That's about all he says. He's a fucking mule. He's not like a talking mule.
Well, if I may, it sounds like you don't necessarily respect the mule. So if you don't mind, maybe us asking some questions could sort of cajole some new, fresh perspectives out of him.
I mean, I guess you can try to speak to the mule. As far as I know, he doesn't speak. He only speaks mule. He's also, I believe, he's a foreign mule as well. So I don't know if it's like a mule dialect that I'm not familiar with. If any of you,
so even
speak
if we
mule,
knew mule, we wouldn't know this type of mule.
I know. I believe he's a Moscow mule. So I don't know. I don't know exactly where.
Artie, there's a lot of cows here that. They stay sedentary for too long and sort of ivy and moss grow all over them and they kind of become one with their surroundings. It's really sad.
Yeah.
Mostly up north in Fingaria, sort of that region.
But that's really sad. They produce clear milk and it gets you so drunk.
Well, if I'll get out of your hair now. I don't want to be too much of a bother to you.
No. Hold up.
Oh, that's something else you have in common. You both like to try to leave.
Yeah, I like to try to leave to be polite, and he likes to try to leave because he knows that he sees people hauling corpses outside, and he wants to go outside and suck on those things. And I honestly let him because he's being quite contained right now because we just hit up a big old funeral party, and he's a little bit full.
Party.
Yeah, I guess that's what you would call it, a funeral party.
Hey,
a big
Arnie,
funeral party.
Arnie, ghouls, they suck horses, don't they?
Sure, I guess so.
They're leaving. Hey, excuse me, before you leave. So I blocked the door.
I wasn't going to leave. I was just going to go outside for a spell and see if I could...
For a
what's
spell?
What's going on?
Mm-hmm. So the donkey is... Okay, so you never said that the donkey was full-size donkey...
Oh, you
donkey,
saw that? Shrunk. You saw the donkey on the mule's hand?
Yeah.
Wait.
Oh, boy. Well, yeah. It is sort of a... nesting doll situation going on with my body. I mean, the deeper you look, the more you're going to see. So I implore you to stop at the donkey.
It does seem like the mule to donkey is the sort of least egregious of the, if I may.
Oh, never mind. So you didn't see. So you saw, you thought that the mule had a donkey for a hand. So, okay, so we're missing one inside there as well. Okay, no. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and just put my hand back in my pocket right now so we don't have to.
Oh, no.
So we don't have to do this whole dog and pony show. And there it is. I gave it away. I gave the fourth one away. It's a dog.
A dog? Luke, it seems like you're the victim of some kind of human centipede experiment, but like fisting style.
Okay, I take that as a compliment. I thank you, stranger, and I'd say, and I wish you all a great evening and a wonderful blue October. And I'll take my leave of you now, and I do appreciate it. And I'm going to pull a couple of these bodies outside because the ghoul and the mule and the dog and the pony and the donkey. Fuck, there's another one. So that's six now. They are all getting a little antsy and a little hungry.
Luke, can I ask you a question while everyone's in your pocket?
I mean, absolutely. I'm an open book.
What if you didn't supply them with these corpses for a while?
I don't know. I mean, I have to kind of supply them with the corpses because they're hungry for the corpses.
But if they hunger for corpses, it implies that they need that to sustain their ongoing life force. And if you want to be free of these things, perhaps.
You're saying I don't give them the corpses.
Yeah.
And I starve them.
I am suggesting it. If it is truly an evil ghoul from hell, it is my duty upon Foon to strike out and destroy all evil that exists. Therefore, if by starvation alone this ghoul is set free from thine hand and one less evil entity exists here on Foon, I have done my job.
And now, stranger, you got yourself a little bit of a trolley problem. Because while the ghoul is undoubtedly an evil creature, as far as I know, the mule and the pony and the donkey and the dog, they never did nothing wrong. For all intents and purposes, I do not speak their tongue. They seem to be nice, upstanding guys. But if you think I can starve a mule, a donkey, a dog, and a pony to kill one ghoul to save my soul. Well, I mean, that's an appealing proposition.
Well, I also, just to do all my due diligence here, I need to know what you eat real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of shit are you into, man?
Y'all saw me house 50 eggs just there.
Oh, that's right. You did eat a lot of eggs.
I did 50 eggs in under an hour.
It's very
You ever
good.
Seen a man do that before?
Never. No. Incredible.
I don't believe anyone ever has. I might be the first.
We'll put a plaque up in the tavern to commemorate the eggs.
It's a little bit of a parlor trick on my account because I do have another ghoul in my stomach.
What?
Yeah, most of
an egg ghoul?
He's an egg ghoul. Most of those eggs end up in hell or wherever because the ghoul just kind of transports them in there.
Oh. Hold on.
Yep.
You're telling me that the ghoul that lives in your stomach doesn't devour the eggs. It just transports. It's just like a conduit for sending eggs to hell.
I mean, I never poop. I don't know what happens to the eggs.
Hold up. Mm-hmm. You never poop.
How could I wipe?
I mean, but wait, what's going on with your other hand?
What do you mean?
You can't wipe with your other hand?
With my left hand?
One hand has a ghoul, and let's see the other hand.
The other hand that's been in my pocket this whole time? I'd rather not take it out.
Oh,
how
wait
are you dragging
second.
That body?
Feet?
Hold on. That's Have you been wiping with that so hand? Much. Is it covered in poop? Are you a stool hand, Luke?
Well, let me take the hand out of my pocket, and I believe all questions will be answered. Sorry about the smell. You hit it right on the head. I'm a stool hand, Luke.
Luke.
I don't have a ghoul in my stomach. I eat 50 eggs. It affects me in a really bad way.
Sure.
And I only have the one hand, so I kind of limited with my options.
Now,
in all honesty, I was trying to get out of here so I could wash my hand off in a stream or something.
Now I feel bad keeping you here.
Luke, I know you have had your a series of romantic mishaps and woes because of the ghoul on your hand.
Mm-hmm.
May I put forth that the other hand may be just as detrimental?
Yeah.
If not more so.
I thought you were going to bring me a solution, man.
We should bring you a solution so you can clean off your hand.
I've tried almost everything. What? Wow.
What?
I haven't tried water and soap.
Apple cider vinegar? Or?
No, I haven't tried that. I've tried almost everything, but I haven't tried that.
List off some of the things you've tried.
Ah, man, I just put it together. I got to eat with this hand, too.
Oh, don't touch your eye. Don't touch your eye. Whoa. Oh, he's rubbing his eye.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Can I stay with you guys forever? Can I stay with you guys forever? Yeah, I don't have a place to go. Can I stay with you guys forever? Is that... Please say no. Hey, I could be your prisoner. I could be your prisoner.
Luke, hey, you're getting real sweaty, buddy. Let's take a quick break. We'll all calm down, have maybe some water in different
have 50 more eggs.
Areas.
I guarantee I'll have 50 more eggs.
He's kicking him into his mouth. We'll be right back, and we'll try and resolve this. Okay, Isidore. I went and grabbed Twyla, the vampire, and I put her in a booth with Luke. And we're going to have Luke try and, you know, go on a date and not sort of muck it up. So let's... Oh, yeah, they're going to...
Hey, I got... you know, you look really... you look nice tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah, I got to put my cards on the table. You know, I know those fellas did me a service probably talking me up to you and everything, so you agreed to go on a date with me. I got both my hands in my pocket, and they need to stay in my pocket for the entire date.
Okay, that's helpful for me. I'm a vampire. Seems like it makes it more difficult for you to defend yourself.
Well, this was nice. I guess I do better be going now. I guess I gotta be, heading out the old dusty road, dusty
Hold
trail.
Hold on, no, not so fast. Luke, is that what you said your name was?
Yeah, just Luke. Just Luke, and there's nothing else. No
Luke,
other part of my name.
I don't have to kill you or turn you, and I don't... If you're worried about your neck, I don't have to suck your neck. I could suck...
Hello.
Oh. Your...
Don't say hand.
Shoulder.
Shoulder. Now that... That sounds appealing. Now, wait, hold on. Now, you did mention turning me. Well, that would be turning me into a vampire, to an undead, or?
I'm a little picky, but I could turn you into a vampire. Is that appealing to you?
That may actually be a solution to a couple of my problems that I've been kind of putting off for a long time. Can I ask you a couple of questions about vampires?
Sure, yes.
You just drink blood, right? You do not have to eat or drink, and in fact, you cannot eat or drink?
I cannot eat regular food. I cannot eat anything except for blood. That's just blood.
That solves one problem completely. So I'll just mark that as left-hand problem solved. And then the other thing is an undead. Now, that's different from a dead, right?
Yes, it's very different. It's undead.
So a creature
dead.
Who is interested in...
I'm beyond death. I'm beyond the reach of death.
Oh, beyond the reach of death. Ding, ding, ding. That sounds like it solves the right-hand problem. Actually, yeah, you know what? If you want to get to sucking or suck wherever you need to suck and kind of turn old Luke into a vampire, I think that sounds nice.
All right, let me just move your hair out of the way.
Arnie, sit down. You got to see this. We let a vampire loose on Luke. We're going to see what happens.
Wow, she's sucking the life force out of him. Is he going to be okay?
Shun, is that okay? Is that what he wanted?
It seems like he's enjoying it. Also, Arnie, you missed somebody say, suck your shoulder.
Oh. I mean, have you tried it, though?
No.
Just don't judge too quickly.
I'm almost done, but one thing. You don't by any chance, because this would be very bad, you don't by any chance have a ghoul for a hand, do you?
Oh. Boy, just a ghoul? 100% playing just a ghoul for a hand? Because, no.
Okay.
That's
I was
not
just
a
going
problem.
To say, because, you know, the turning process sometimes can be complex, and it's so rare. Mm-hmm. So, well, it's one in a million, but
sure.
If you turn someone with a ghoul for a hand, that sort of super ghouls them.
Uh-oh. Isidore, Isidore.
Yes, what?
One in a million still seems high, right?
Yeah, I ain't go for it.
Supergirl. That's not a term I'm super familiar with.
It just sort of, the ghoul for the hand would become a super ghoul.
Yeah, super ghoul.
And so any problems that would come from the ghoul would be made super side. Like, not side. It would,
no, yeah,
it would just become
yeah,
stronger.
I'm getting it kind of clear. You know what? This was really nice. I thank you for your time. I'm going to talk to my friends over here for a moment. It was really nice meeting you. I'm very lightheaded. I'm probably going to fall down a couple times on my way back over. You did quite a number on me. But, hey, you're very good. And I would tip you, but I have to keep both my hands in my pockets. Sure.
Also, something smells like shit.
Yeah, it's my other hand. I kind of shit-covered hand. Kind of that was... Oh, boy.
Thank you, Twyla. Thank you. Get some blood on the way out.
Luke, how'd it go, Luke? How'd it go?
It went wonderful.
Nice.
Let me feed you a cookie and some juice. You can keep your hands in your pockets.
No. He can't keep his hands in his pocket. Because now I'm loose, baby.
Wait, what?
Super ghoul style.
What?
What the fuck? What happened? What?
Yeah, she didn't kind of explain. I didn't do a good job of explaining. I was trying to hide the ghoul part and, she sucked my blood, she turned me undead, and she kind of turned my ghoul into a super ghoul.
Oh.
What does that mean?
Shakes pony, dog, and donkey off of hand. Yeah!
Oh.
That means I'm untethered. In fact, I don't even need this guy anymore.
Whoa!
Oh, boy. Oh, look at that now. That ghoul just kind of popped right off my hand.
Oh. You okay?
Yeah, I guess so. I was expecting it to bleed, but I don't know why.
Well, if you're undead now, maybe it's going to grow back, who knows?
Oh, I could be fully undead, huh?
Well, maybe. Possible. I don't know.
Well, how do I test that? Ghoul, you want to eat me?
Oh, yeah, that's a good sign.
You got nothing I want in there.
Super ghoul. Now you face Usador the wizard, the greatest blue wizard in all of Foon.
Okay.
Oh, you just flew in his mouth. You just flew in Usador's mouth.
Oh.
Okay, what is going on in that guy? There's nothing in there that I want.
There's nothing in here that you want? Well, there's nothing in there that I want either. For I am here to defeat evil in all its forms, and I shall strike you down on this day.
I'm going to the bedroom.
Yeah. Oh.
Trot.
Guys, I'm getting sucked from the inside. It feels weird.
I bet.
Chunk, yeah. 2 teaspoons of clove. 2 teaspoons of clove.
Nah. There's nothing in there I wanted either. Whoa. You guys have, like, a lot of, I want to say, like, history going on in there.
Yeah, a lot of, yeah. You can't suck cannon, buddy.
What? There's a T-shirt?
There's so many non-specific reasons why I'm not really interested in what you've going on and you. Do I go for the third?
It's not going to... I'll be honest with you. You can try. It's not going to be any better with me. Also, all week I've been eating a lot of extreme creams, so that couldn't
happen.
You've
had some mustachios extreme creams?
I don't know. I just like the song gets stuck in your head. It's so insidious. Yeah. The song gets stuck
radical,
in your head, and then you just find
radical,
yourself thinking
radical,
about
radical,
it.
Radical.
Incredible.
And then
incredible,
when you go to the bar to order something, you're like, fucking, maybe I should get an extreme cream. And then before you know it, you're having like 5 extreme creams a day.
Arnie, did I tell you?
Evil ghoul, I'm here to strike you down this day.
Hey, why don't we lower the temperature, everybody? I mean, look, we all got what we wanted. I mean, the ghoul's gone. The donkey and the pony and the dog, and they're all gone. I mean, I can go about my way. I don't need to steal corpses from funeral parties or blood drives anymore. I mean, this is a win for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well.
Right.
It is a party for monsters, so I guess a ghoul isn't totally out of place here.
I was going to say, you're not killing any, you know, vampires. They seem pretty evil.
Well, they're vampires that are down on their luck. Once they're back up on their luck, watch out.
Okay, well, you know, I mean, I just got super ghoul status, okay? I'm pretty much down on my luck. I mean, jeez, let a guy live for like a minute.
Fine, super ghoul, you can live.
Okay, cool. Let's party, man. Let's hang out.
Did you say okay, ghoul?
I like this guy. I don't like what's going on inside of you or what I'm sucking out of you, but I like this guy.
Okay.
Ghoul, do you eat things other than the corpse's essence?
No, I do not. Hey, let's hit a graveyard up, huh? That's fun. That's an after party. Let's hit a graveyard up.
I'll go.
What a gobble ghoul.
Thank you. Yeah,
man. I got nothing.
I think you're too obsessed with food.
I mean, I got nothing going on. I'd go to a graveyard. Sounds like some kind of fun. Why not?
Oh, yeah. Luke and Ghoul, are you two going to stay in touch?
I mean, I'm not doing nothing if you want to hang out or whatever. I'm undead now, so it's like, you don't want to eat me, I don't want to eat you, you know? Maybe for the first time in our relationship, hell, there's nothing preventing us from getting along.
Huh.
Suck my ass, nerd. I'm going to hell.
I knew that. I knew I should have smited him when I had the chance. He went to hell.
He escaped right to hell. Dang.
I think the worst part was the noise he made when he went.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Sort of like a whew.
Is that vampire still here? Nah, she took off. Okay, well.
So, Luke, do you got anything weird going on about your feet? Or?
I mean, I use them to wipe.
You want some...
Luke.
Yeah, I'm not a good guy. Seemed like a nasty guy. Honestly, the ghoul hand was maybe the one thing I had going for me.
It's true. I think we're letting monsters of all sorts be in here, but I feel like if we let you stay, it's kind of a health code violation.
Yeah, I gotta go.
You might need to leave.
For sure. Yeah. Can I take food for the road, or is that a problem? Or
you can take as much food as you want, as long as you also take some soap.
Okay, yeah, no, I'll take some food and some soap.
To eat the soap. Just wash your hand with it.
Wash my hand with the soap? Yeah, I can do that now because I have the one hand now. So, yeah, I'll take some food. I'll take this guy, this dead guy. Nobody seems to be wanting him anymore, so I'll...
Why do you still want a dead guy?
Why you don't have the goal to suck the essence.
Yeah, you're right. You are right. What am I thinking? Of course I don't need this guy. Yeah, so I'll just get out of your hair. I'll take this dead guy.
No.
What is he doing with these bodies?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, you're right, because I don't have the ghoul on my hand anymore. So, okay, well, you gentlemen have a good night. You have a nice evening.
Wait, pulling on it.
I'm still pulling on this dead guy?
What were you in prison for?
Huh, what was I in prison for? Same thing the ghoul was in prison for. We got caught doing the same thing in the graveyard. Sucking dead
sucking.
Guys.
Come. Get the fuck out of here. Hey, get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
I'll go.
Fucking weird, gross pervert.
The fuck?
So, user, how's this chunt for Blue October been treating you?
Oh, I got everything I needed.
Oh.
Tiny mule, tiny dog, tiny horse.
I'm going to scoop those up for sure.
Enjoy the party, guys.
Thank you.
Oh, the one does talk.
Well, now that I have so much plasma, blue plasma, I'm going to go and concoct a new spell, a spell that will keep us safe from ghouls. Because now I'm really worried that a ghoul army is going to rise up from hell to get their revenge on us.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, we made a super ghoul and sent it to hell.
Yeah.
And it knows who we are. So that was maybe one of the worst things we've ever done.
Yeah. But you know what, Chunt? I'm proud of you. You've done a lot of good for a lot of terrible, horrible, bad monsters.
Thank you. Thank you, Arnie. Oh, shit. Look in the corner.
I don't even know what I'm looking at.
Was it Da Vinci who said art is never finished, only abandoned? He forgot to add what a relief that could be sometimes. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Ghoul Hand Luke was played by special guest John Patrick Cohen. See JPC live in World News Tonight, Saturdays at 7:30 at I.O. Chicago. And check out his podcasts, Hey Riddle Riddle and Gumshoes and Dragons, both available wherever you get your podcasts. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Patrons get ad-free episodes, all the spin-offs, and at least two new bonus episodes each month. In fact, the most recent bonus episode was the 100th Patreon episode. Seems like the perfect time to shut it all down. Anyway, to celebrate, Arnie, Chunt, and Usador look at how the podcast might have started in different worlds. Here's a clip.
But I am setting up shop here in the weird woods, in the magical, fantastical woods of Taberny. I'm joined, for the first time, I guess, by Zorvin the Weird. Sort of a wizard.
Hello. It is I, Zorvin the Weird, the weirdest wizard in all of Taberny. My voice will only be like this for 2 or 3 episodes, and then I'll find it.
And are the woods named after you? Because it's the Weird Woods, but also you're Zorvin the Weird?
Yeah, these are my woods. These are my wizardy woods.
Zorvin,
I'm crazy, man.
You're so weird. And of course, my other co-host, Snacks the Turtle.
Hey-ho.
Would you call me? Kidding.
I love that. I love that kind of joke.
Uncanny. I didn't like any of that. To hear the rest and learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Sage GC. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.